This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Perspective, and not just mine, but others also. I didn't know the full will of God, but that's what we're going to talk about now. Whenever we're in the fire, we need to make sure that we are trusting in God. Job 13:15 says it this way. Job 13:15. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain mine integrity. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Whenever we are in the fire, or whenever we're in the midst of change, we must trust God. He knows the end before the beginning. And I'm telling you, he changed not. So we can trust in him. No matter how this flesh feels, we got to know for sure that God is working it out for our good and his glory. You see, when he works it out, he's blessing everyone. And I'm telling you, what a difference it makes when we look at it from God's perspective. And then, whenever we tried to figure it out, he already worked it out. You see, look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. We're almost done. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. It says, trust in the Lord, all caps, with all thine heart. And here we go. And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Oh God, I love that. You need to remember that. Because I love that last part there. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So many people are wise in their own eyes, and they don't fear God. They still do the things that they want to do, and then say, God will forgive them. But I'm telling you, if you fear God, you will depart from evil. What's in you? Are you trusting God for everything? Or are you leaning to your own understanding? I want you to know that when you're in the fire, you must trust God and not lean to thy own understanding. Now, there's two responses with change or when you're in the fire. You can resist and suffer the consequences, or you can adapt and reap the benefits. Where are you? You may be going through the fire. You may be in the midst of change. Are you resisting that change and suffering the consequences? Or are you embracing them and trusting God and adapting and reaping the benefits of Christ? Remember, all things work to good to them who are called according to his purpose. Are you called according to his purpose or your purpose? That'll tell you. Some people will change when they see the light. Others change only when they feel the heat. Which are you? Have you seen the light? Or are you feeling the heat? And some won't change at all. And we know what will happen to them. Has your heart changed? Are you still doing those things?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.